Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Steve. How are you getting on? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Hello, Julie. It's so nice to see you. I'm okay. It's good not to have to go to school every day. No homework. Life is great.
I can understand you. I also enjoy doing nothing. Hey, you are reading something. I hope it's not a school textbook.
No, it isn't. It is a Harry Potter book, actually.
Don't you think that this series of books is for kids, not a person who is to leave school in a year?
Well, my brother Joss has just started watching Harry Potter movies. You know, he's only 7. And I have to look after him anyway, so I watched a couple of films with him and I got interested.
Didn't you read about Harry Potter when you were younger?
No, I didn't. I'm probably the only person in the UK who hasn't read all the Harry Potter books.
That's probably true. Well, have you spotted many differences between the books and the films?
Not really. At the same time, this is not my purpose. I just enjoy the story itself.
Yes, the story is very positive. That's surprising indeed, considering that Joanne Rowling, you know, the lady who is the author of the Harry Potter series, well, while she was writing her first book, she was out of work, divorced, and depressed. She completed her first book, but nobody wanted to publish it at first. Then she found a publishing house which agreed to publish her story.
Yes, I've heard about that. Well, if you don't succeed at first, try and try again, right? Today she is the highest earning woman in Britain. She's also the first person ever to become a billionaire from writing books.
That's true. The books have been translated into more than 60 languages as far as I know.
You seem to know a lot about Joanna Rowling, don't you?
I actually did a school project about her.
Oh, Julie, can I please see it? I'm so interested in everything which is connected with Harry Potter now. Perhaps I'll be able to tell my brother some interesting facts about Harry Potter after reading your project paper.
Okay. Drop by in the evening and I'll give you a copy.
Thanks, Julie. You're a star.
You are welcome, Steve.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Steve. How are you getting on? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Hello, Julie. It's so nice to see you. I'm okay. It's good not to have to go to school every day. No homework. Life is great.
I can understand you. I also enjoy doing nothing. Hey, you are reading something. I hope it's not a school textbook.
No, it isn't. It is a Harry Potter book, actually.
Don't you think that this series of books is for kids, not a person who is to leave school in a year?
Well, my brother Joss has just started watching Harry Potter movies. You know, he's only 7. And I have to look after him anyway, so I watched a couple of films with him and I got interested.
Didn't you read about Harry Potter when you were younger?
No, I didn't. I'm probably the only person in the UK who hasn't read all the Harry Potter books.
That's probably true. Well, have you spotted many differences between the books and the films?
Not really. At the same time, this is not my purpose. I just enjoy the story itself.
Yes, the story is very positive. That's surprising indeed, considering that Joanne Rowling, you know, the lady who is the author of the Harry Potter series, well, while she was writing her first book, she was out of work, divorced, and depressed. She completed her first book, but nobody wanted to publish it at first. Then she found a publishing house which agreed to publish her story.
Yes, I've heard about that. Well, if you don't succeed at first, try and try again, right? Today she is the highest earning woman in Britain. She's also the first person ever to become a billionaire from writing books.
That's true. The books have been translated into more than 60 languages as far as I know.
You seem to know a lot about Joanna Rowling, don't you?
I actually did a school project about her.
Oh, Julie, can I please see it? I'm so interested in everything which is connected with Harry Potter now. Perhaps I'll be able to tell my brother some interesting facts about Harry Potter after reading your project paper.
Okay. Drop by in the evening and I'll give you a copy.
Thanks, Julie. You're a star.
You're welcome, Steve.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.